This download here on WGN Radio. Coming up this hour, Rhea Butcher, a stand-up comedian who is married to Cameron Esposito, two Chicago comedians who are starting the CISO original Take My Wife. That's the name of the show. She's going to be the headliner at the Hideout tomorrow night for the Chicago Comedy Exposition, the festival that comes through town around this time of year, every year. Rhea Butcher is a great stand-up comedian. You can see she's got a brand new album coming out. We'll talk with her coming up after 10:30. Well, right now we continue our conversation here on the download about beer because, you know, we had Greg Hall in here talking cider and he was really pushing Virtue Cider. And we spent the first 5 or 10 minutes and I'm like, I just want to talk about craft beer. I want to learn more about it and I want to understand the Chicago scene because we've had the guys from Half Acre up here, Revolution, obviously Goose Island. But there's so much more going on in the city that doesn't get reported on. And that's when we bring in our old buddy, Andrew Huff. Andrew Huff, of course, the founder of GapersBlock.com. He was on the show not too long ago talking about the end of that site.
Right.
And at that time talked about, you know, making a transition into events. One of the events that he's continuing is a microbrewery crawl. It's next Saturday night. Or next Saturday day.
All day long.
The worst crawl ever to start. It starts at 10. Right. And we just crawl until Monday.
Yeah.
During the day, next Saturday, the 30th. Good to see you, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Justin?
Good. So it's a microbrewery crawl. Now, I've learned this. Greg explained this to me.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a difference between microbreweries and craft breweries. And it's really just based on
That's
size.
Correct. Yeah, it's volume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we're actually starting this at a craft brewer. We're starting at Lagunitas, their Chicago brewery and tap room down in sort of the border between Pilsen and Douglas Park.
That's where you're starting. So you're starting with a craft brewery.
We are, yeah. You know, you get a sense of the size, the volume. You sort of see almost a macro brew. I mean, it's not quite the gargantuan product lines that Anheuser-Busch or Miller have, but it's large and they're expanding. They've got room to essentially double what they began with.
Let me ask you, because you've been doing this for a couple of years now, what is it about the brewery scene here in Chicago or just about beer that has you putting this event together and continuing to do it year after year?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Chicago's a great beer city. It always has been. We've got a very long history of brewing in Chicago that, of course, got put on hold during Prohibition and unfortunately took a very long time to recover. But once it did, with Goose Island, as you mentioned, it really started to take off. And the great thing about Chicago is that it's a large enough market and there's room for so many of these little microbreweries to try different things. And explore sort of the nooks and crannies and rare types of beer, stuff that nobody else is doing, that you've got this amazing just variety.
Yeah, it really
like a
is.
A rainbow of beer.
Well, I mean, even, and I know some of these, but I've never, you know, I'm just not a connoisseur to the point where I'm going to, you know, seek out a Dovetail Brewery or a Finch Kitchen, even though these are places that are part of what you're talking about, that variety and creating this tapestry that is craft beer in Chicago. Let's start with Lagunitas because that's where you're starting it. You talked about the volume is impressive. And, you know, they've talked about Lagunitas has been, you know, on the sort of press circuit about leaving California. That's where they were at because it's not the water shortage is part of it. And they wanted to come where there's a source of water and they like the taste of Lake Michigan. That thing. But talk about what makes Lagunitas a Chicago beer, especially since it's from California.
Sure. Well, it's funny. The founder of Lagunitas is actually from Chicago, and that's part of the reason he moved his second brewery here. You know, they were unable to ship fresh beer from, you know, the coast to the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. So they really, it was a distribution move to start with, but it also was bringing himself back to the his roots. And he's really really involved. His sister actually runs the brewery here, and they've made a big commitment to Chicago. I believe I heard that their volume of production in Chicago has actually surpassed the volume in California at this point.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and they've got room to continue to grow.
Well, I you know, it's things like your tour that, mm-hmm. that make me think about where breweries. I think about Indiana and Three Floyds, or yeah. you know, my brother was telling me at the Russian River area of Northern mm-hmm. California, that they almost become tourist destinations
yeah.
on themselves. I mean, they're the right. idea is Chicago in a place where beer connoisseurs from around the country would want to come here and have that be part of their tourist experience?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are enough there's enough density that you can hit more than one brewery in a day. Obviously, I mean, we're doing four. You could easily fit in more if you wanted to, and you had the liver to support it. and the nice thing is, you know, you can get to a Three Floyds, which is just over the border into Indiana, or you can make your way up to Wisconsin, which of course has its own you know, rich history of brewing. But yeah, I mean, we could walk out of here and make it to a couple of breweries just, you know, within a 20-minute walk and try what they've got.
And it's amazing too. You're right. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you think about some of the vineyards when it comes to wine and, mm-hmm. and other places in Michigan. I mean, there sure. is a sort of like Midwest boom when it comes to both beer and wine
right.
In this area. We're talking with Andrew Huff. He's the founder of Gaper's Block and also Gaper's Block Events. They got a big microbrewery crawl coming up on July 30th, next Saturday. It's going to start at Lagunitas, go to Off Color Brewing, mm-hmm. Dovetail Brewery, and the Finch Kitchen. Let's talk about Off Color, Dovetail, and Finch
sure.
when we return. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, founder of Gaper's Block and Gaper's Block Events, Andrew Huff. He is doing a microbrewery crawl on July 30th, which features four local breweries, Lagunitas Brewing, Off Color, Dovetail, and the Finch Kitchen. Now, we talked about Lagunitas.
Right.
Let's talk about Off Color, because Off Color fits. You'll see that in the stores. I always mm-hmm. see Off Color, and I almost, it's in the same kind of form as maybe like a little brother to Revolution. That's how I always see it.
Yeah.
No?
I could see that. They have a very eclectic menu of beers that they produce. Right now, they've got an imperial stout that they call Dino S'mores that they just released a barrel aged version of, and they had a line down the block for it.
Do you love? I mean, yeah. Are you a beer connoisseur? I mean, you're the kind of guy like they put an imperial stout out, and you're like, yeah.
I don't. You know, I'm definitely a lover of beer. I don't know that I'm a connoisseur. I wouldn't go that far, but I enjoy it.
What kind of beer do you like? What's like a go to at a bar? Are
you
a,
sure? Yeah.
What kind? Like a IPA or are you a stout guy?
I'm definitely a stout guy in the winter. During the spring and early summer, I'd go with like a Saison, which gets a lot of sort of grassy notes.
Yeah.
It's got some bitterness, so if you're into an IPA, you might like it, but it's not quite as bitter. That's not the only thing.
I in the summertime for me, mm-hmm. I like to. What do you have in the peach variety? Let me go find a peach beer.
Get a nice fruity beer. No, sure.
Fruity beer, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
all right.
That's usually I have two ways I'll go. One, if I do a beer, it'll be something light. Mm-hmm. Or I just get completely intimidated by the process.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know.
Coors
Light.
PBR.
Let me get Coors Light. Yeah, that kind of thing. And I just check out. It's like a checkout. It's like a punt.
Sure.
I just punt it out. So maybe I should take your tour.
Default beer, sure.
Yeah. But what is Off Color? So Off Color does stout. They do.
They also have like a, one of their best known is called Scurry. It's they call it a dark honey beer. But even though it's got honey in it, it's not super sweet. It's just a hint of sweetness to it. It's a really nice, rich flavored beer. That goes really well with food.
Where are those guys at?
They're in Humboldt Park. So this tour is going to take you all over the city. We're starting in Pilsen with Lagunitas. Then we're going over to Humboldt Park for Off Color and see what they do. And this is a much, much smaller brewery than Lagunitas. So we're right there. You're getting the sort of the breadth of
right.
of the independent beer making scene.
What is you may not know this, but an Off Color or Dovetail mm-hmm. or Finch Kitchen, what is like its ratio of production to a Lagunitas? I mean, are they producing much smaller? I mean, is it the kind of stuff
much smaller? Yeah.
And is the goal for a company like that to get them in stores like the Whole Foods and the different places like that? Or are they specifically sort of almost made to
order. There are all sorts of models out there at this point. I mean, some places are doing only small run bottling. Some are doing it just in the brewery. I mean, actually, Dovetail is an example of that. They don't. I do think they have a small amount of distribution, but primarily they're selling beer in their tap room right at the brewery, and that's in Ravenswood. So we're going from Humboldt Park over to Ravenswood, and then on to Finch Kitchen, which is a completely different thing. That's a brew pub that is related to Finch Brewery.
Okay.
Which is a microbrewery that's, I think, in Avondale. But they just took over a microbrewery space in, I guess, the border between Avondale and Lincoln Square.
Well, let me ask you. I don't know a lot about... I mean, we had the guy from Half Acre in here as well talking about the beer. But how often, when you talk about a brewery, how much of it is a brew pub where there's a restaurant attached and there's a bar attached and you can sample their stuff, and how much of it is actually the production that you're giving a tour of, a production of a brewery?
Most breweries, even the microbreweries, are going to be almost entirely brewery. What you're seeing now is the rise of adding a tap room, which is just beer. You're not likely to find food there unless they've got, you know, snacks behind the bar. You know, the breweries tend to be just beer. Brew pubs, many of them do brew in-house, but many of them also will just bring in the beer. They're related to a particular brewery, and so they have those on tap, and they feature them. But they might also have some other beers on tap alongside them, so you can compare and contrast. And then you also have the food, and so you get a rounder, more of a meal. It's more like a restaurant that happens to be a brewery in some cases, and you know, depending on which way they go or how much of a focus they put on their own beers, it may seem like more of a specific beer experience.
I'll ask you, because when I ask a brewer or someone who's in the studio, they won't be upfront with me. What's the competition like in this town? I mean, is it a community? I mean,
I think it really is. We've actually had on previous tours, we've had brewers from one brewery hitch a ride with us to go to the next one.
Yeah, right.
To say hi to their friends, or they've sent a growler along with us to go, give a little treat to the next brewer. From what I've seen, most of the brewers here in town are friendly. They share ideas or recipes or tips. It seems really collegial, and it's really nice to see.
When we talk about a microbrewery tour, when you say you're taking people from Pilsen to Humboldt Park to Avondale to Ravenswood, how are you doing it? I mean, you get a trolley?
We get a school bus. It's a school bus.
like a yellow bus.
It is a yellow bus.
Right
because it is it's chartered, so you can drink on the bus. Don't finish a beer at one brewery, you can bring it along and finish it off in the next stop.
Right.
We encourage conversation. We are working on. I need to check. We may be announcing very soon that we're going to have a fifth brewery only on the bus.
So now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to do it just for the fact
that
we've all had that school bus.
Uh-huh.
We've all been on that school bus.
Exactly.
And not been able to have a growler.
Right.
So
but I mean, that's part of the reason we're limiting it only to 40 people, because you can't really fit more than that many adults on a school bus. But also, you know, I mean, these are small breweries. Lagunitas aside, we've actually approached some breweries that say, I'm sorry, we can't fit that many people in. So you know, we want to make sure that the experience is really great for the people on the crawl, as well as for the brewers, so that they'll let us come back.
Well, what I love about it is Gaper's Block was always a place for you to explore the city. Gaper's Block Events continues that tradition by not only bringing you to different places you may not have been, but different neighborhoods, different parts of the city.
Right.
And that's as the spirit of what Gaper's Block was always about. Founder Andrew Huff in studio with me tonight. The microbrewery crawl is July 30th. Where can they find out information about it?
So you can go to microbrewerycrawl2016.eventbrite.com, or if that's too much of a mouthful, you can just go to gapersblock.com. We've got a huge banner across the top of the site, and it'll take you right there.
There you go. Andrew, great to see you. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks a lot.